bunch do business now. There's a, although you will never know it, federal air marshals are now on board many of our flights. And also, as you're aware, there's been a lot of additional security inspections and checks that are taking place. A lot of them are behind the scenes with baggage and catering and a lot of things you don't notice. And obviously, the one you notice is when you come to the airport and stand in those long lines. In addition, here at American Eagle, every one of our aircraft has a reinforced cockpit door. It's my pleasure to welcome everyone aboard this morning. I hope you're going to enjoy the flight.
Thank you. To working on problems here in Jamaica. He has made it his commitment to say, my next mission in life is to ensure that the world knows that great things are going on in Jamaica. I'm going to make sure that the whole world knows about Jamaica. Please welcome Professor Charles Neff.
I want to introduce my team, but first I just want to say one word as a teacher. I'm basically a teacher. That's what I do in life. I feel that what I'm teaching my students at Harvard Law School, what I'm teaching my students through the net, what I'm teaching is the same lesson that I think motivates what's going on here. That is the personal insight that each of us has a good measure of control in telling our own story. We each have the power of our own narrative, and we can turn that power to our own benefit. The essence of the Berkman Center is the message that with the digital revolution, it is now possible not only to tell your story to yourself, but easily to tell your story to the world. Now, with us from the Berkman Center, you'll see Danny Passman on the camera, Mark A. Dunker on the camera, Susan Boat on a camera, Thaddeus Miles on a camera. You'll see Jeremy Lago, writer. You'll see Gwen Otis Brown, writer. You'll see members of a radio team. Ben Walker, producer, Chris Lydon, on-air host. And our intention is to be on the radio in Jamaica 2 hours, talk 5 days a week from here until Christmas. You'll see a tech team that at the moment is over at South Camp looking at computers there, where we're hoping to work tomorrow towards the goal of cutting a piece of music, burning it to CD, developing a music video, and having something that comes out of Disney that we can show the world just about right away.
I have not
our greetings wherever we are in Mrs. Kamala Room of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Technology. Bring warm greetings.
Were established. It's one out of no trust. We can't trust. You must never trust. And so we align all our procedures, practices, standing orders, security arrangements around that thinking. When you try to change that thinking, you obviously will have conflict. Conflict. And that conflict is embedded in a culture that has been there for over hundreds of years of practice. It's also considerations to the population, the people of Jamaica. And wherever we go, whatever we try to do within, we have to at all times be sensitive to how the thinking is in our communities. They don't understand who you are now. In fact, they don't know who you are now. They have not experienced the change. They have not felt what it is day after day, interacting with you, looking into your eyes and seeing the change, the peace that is now surrounding you. They haven't been able to experience the language you're thinking. So they still think of you on that day when you made this great error. That's all they think of. Now we have to be very aware of it. To see what this is. And you know, just seeing the caliber of person that have put time to come to Jamaica to be with you. And I'm speaking to everybody, even those outside who can't fit in here. I want to think carefully. And think carefully about what is happening today, this first day of December 2001. Think about it. It's so difficult to build, and yet so easy to destroy and break up. In a moment, what you have been working hard at could go in a moment. This is serious. Very serious. Now, I don't want to get too serious because I don't want to get into too much of a serious mode, but I feel this strong desire to share some thoughts this morning, but not right now. But I think I need to say something regarding that incident, that escape. Now, we have a new Minister of Security. Everybody knows that. When you are a new man in a new post, it's very difficult to just understand in a short time the culture of a reverence for that. Very difficult. And I can assure you that when I had my meeting with the minister, and you heard the preamble to it, Minister Carl Commissioner have to report. Well, yes, I'm a server. And I report. Very humble report. You had an excellent meeting. I can tell you that your new minister is believes in reality. And what he saw happen that morning when that inmate disappoint himself first. That's the first thing. Totally. And I think his life is in more misery right now than anybody in here. Yes. And I won't be the brave enough to walk back and make sure for you. Anyway, what he saw that morning was not reverence for life, not rehabilitation. We have proper structures and systems that were put in place to know who we have outside doing work, because we are responsible people. There's nobody of the 200 or the 300 in me involved with any program outside who, in my belief, is in any threat to the society. That's all right. It's very simple to think that if I feel this way, I can expose my own family to any one of them. I think that. But there's a lot of work to do. We have a lot of youngsters within this correctional system that is not yet able to think beyond now, what I want now. They can't deal with their conflicts. I know the minister said to me, just to show that he's right on the ball, he said to me, Commissioner, if I took advice from a system where I could hold everybody in until they learn to read and write, that's what I would have in my prayer. I said, Minister, you're right on the ball. Right on the ball, sir. Because we understand that the man is what is important. Yes, the conditions are not ideal. We don't have a modern facility with electronics and support. It's 150 years old facility. But I see people, look at, stand up from it. Are you in it? That tells me they are thinking that I am somebody that can do that themselves and feel good. Positive. That's what we are about. We are empowered. You're empowering yourself to be ready for the events of when you leave, because you are leaving one day. Don't be done. And the greatest thing that you could do for not just me, but for every member of staff that has worked with you and bring and brought you through this process, is when you go out, is to continue to show that you have really changed and you are now a positive, law-abiding person. I am going to be continuously working right up. And I can tell you that anybody who is going to take over, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. That person will continue what has started. I can tell you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Okay.
We'll move into the program now, and I'd like to call upon the first item, which is by the Bloom of Life Band. They're going to be here tonight.
I'm going to go to the hospital. One! that the place is inadequately staffed.
Inadequately staffed.
To do the programs.
To do the programs and to supervise it and to guarantee for the security and the safety of all the inmates and staff at work.
So that what we're seeing in there is not the whole picture?
It's not the whole picture. It's a cosmetic picture of the situation, because normally you have one warder and a ward where there are over 75 inmates. Today they bring in warders from all over the different corrections.
Just for today.
Just for today to show you people as if they have adequate staff, when that is not so. This morning before you came in, two inmates were stabbed and taken to the hospital. One is by the name of Paul White. If sufficient staff were at hand, this could have been avoided. It would certainly have been avoided if sufficient staff was around. There are juveniles as this gentleman here who are here. Cases need to be processed, that the courts can look into this thing, staff are not here to process the thing. And, you know, the thing is just woefully inadequate. And what they are showing is a cosmetic picture. It's a farce. You know, a farce. And it is, you see, it is just a good intention of most inmates. And the prospect that they have been promised that they are going to go on weekend. Why did they say? Because the staff is not here to man them. The staff is not here to keep the security.
What do you think about the whole Reverence for Life project?
The Reverence for Life project.
Are you involved?
No. And why I am not involved, it only caters to one category of inmates. Those inmates who were on death row.
Really?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
If you should interview them, and they honestly, each of them, they were on death row.
In some ways, though, those people need the most help right away, yeah?
No, but they are the minority inside the institution. It's only a fraction of inmates on death
row. Are you saying that you couldn't get involved because you were not on death
row? I would not be incorporated in the program, no matter how I wanted to, because I would be excluded, because it is just an opportunity for them so that they can get outside on the road, you know, to do other things other than, you know, anything related to rehabilitation. People who are not, you know, and not, weren't there, are not incorporating it.
So you feel like other inmates are neglected?
Other inmates are neglected. Let other inmates are neglected. Let a lot of other inmates are who would willing and who are the same behavior to be a part of the program, to work out there and involved in the work release. But in the weekend program, is only one category of inmates. Over and over and over. One set of inmates. Many inmates have less than 1 year left of their sentence. They are not allowed to go out there. One set of inmates.
What about the music? What's going on?
Well, the music. You know, music is a wonderful thing. Music, a combination of sound pleasing to the ears.
Sure.
And we hardly can bash music.
Right.
Music is a lovely thing. And we love music. But ask anybody. If any inmates about there want to go inside there and learn to play the instrument, there is no farmer system in place for anyone to go in there and learn. Only one set of people, a few, have access to these instruments.
So
even though they were donated by Food for the Poor for the purpose of teaching inmates music, it is not reaching as much inmates as it could have reached. Many inmates are interested. You have some of these inmates, they have DJing skills, singing skills, but you are not allowed to go inside there. You are not allowed to go inside there. Sometimes the problem is with even the warders. You are not warders there to supervise people to go in there. And even with some of the band members, they are not allowing you to handle instruments.
Oh, yeah. The band members are all inmates.
Yeah, they are all inmates.
They're all part of the Reverence of Life.
Reverence of Life, and only a few. Only a few. That band there could have taught maybe about 100 people music.
Yeah.
You have them in session.
Sure.
Because that is not so. That is not so. One group of people, only a handful of people as you see them here, have access to the band.
What is your name again?
Donovan Phillips, serving 5 year sentence for last year motor car.
Last
year of motor car.
Motor car. How long have you been?
I have been here from the 10th of June, 1996.
Okay.
I was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment in 1998. I will be out on the 14th of January, year 2002, after which I will have spent 3 years and 9 months after 5 years sentence.
Okay.
That was imposed on me by the court.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm very interested in the story that you're telling, though, because it has been clear to me, this is my second time back here, that what's going on there is special, but it's not the whole picture.
It's not the whole picture. It's not the whole picture.
Okay.
The old picture.
Okay. What is your name, sir?
I am Everton Daly.
Okay.
I am in prison from 1979. He is a 15. I got that sentence, but it was commuted 1992, and I was transferred to the South Camp, and at the 10th of August this year, I transferred down here.
Why were you brought here from South Camp?
Honestly, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't break any laws, but yes, I am down here, and I'm canceling straight up. I usually engage in all educational programs, especially teaching, drama, and right now I am here not doing anything, because the warden down here, I can't illustrate it. The warden don't support rehabilitation. You can count on fingers the wardens who support rehabilitation.
Is that a difference between Tower Street and South Camp?
Well,
or is it like that everywhere?
Well, for me, it is not like that everywhere, but down here especially is a place where wardens totally against rehabilitation.
The wardens are?
Yes, the majority of them.
But then somebody like Prescott is not.
No, Mr. Prescott, respect due to Mr. Prescott. I can't tell you that. Black man, I can't, the best commissioner in the world. Because in teaming with the week, the work release program, the weekends, the family affairs or family days, and it is going okay. And I went on 2 weekends already, one last year and one this year, and honestly I really enjoyed it. But the work has been quoted against Mr. Prescott. So I can tell you find that they don't support rehabilitation. And I would like to see some church up in the institution where inmates can learn to fix a radio, a fan, a blender,
kind of skill.
Some form of skill. Yes, but right now that is not going on here. It is still idle going on here.
What do you think about this?
Well, I like what is going on, you know, but I think the black majority should really take part. It is only a selected amount of brothers, taking parents and majority of our sons of God are God messengers and weapons for life.
So the gentleman I was just talking to said that everybody who's involved, they were death row members.
Majority, yes.
Is it a Christian thing? I mean, what is going on? Why are you not a member? You are a death row.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you the truth about myself. Because I didn't grow up in the law at South Camp and was transferred here. I decided to take a stand today. I won't be engaged in any form of rehabilitation. Because no one gave me any hearing to hear my side of the story. So because of that, I really dissociate myself from taking part in any form of rehabilitation program. Honestly. Yes. Because I spent nine years at South Camp. And I was into an introductory computer course when I got transferred. Then they didn't wait until I finished the course. Then they can transfer me? No. They transferred me during the course of the computer and I feel put up about it, honestly. So because of that, I really don't really take part in the rehabilitation program here.
Yeah. It's a difficult question. It's complicated, right? Because I think that you and the other gentleman have some really good points, good arguments. At the same time, it does seem like some people are making positive changes in their lives. Some people are being rehabilitated. It is bringing people like us down there, maybe bringing more publicity, maybe bringing more money to the system to incorporate more inmates, right? So on the one hand, there might be some positive things, but yeah, I mean...
What you people are doing is very good, and I can't tell them that because I want to tell something about myself. It is in prison you learn to read, you know.
In prison you learn to
read? Yes.
Yes.
When I was a free man, I couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
It is in prison I learned to read, me and death too. But after my sentence was commuted, and I went to South Camp, I really expand there educationally.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took the JSC, I took the CXC, and I took the GCE, and I did fairly well.
What are these programs? What do they stand for? I'm not familiar with them.
All right. CXC is the Caribbean Examination Council.
Okay.
And the GCE is the Generalized Certificate of Education.
Uh-huh.
And the JSC, Jamaica School of Certificate.
Okay. So these are degrees in...
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the first.
General education.
Yes, general education. I'm the first I really ever take part in such program, and I really enjoyed it. And I really took part in the cornerstone ministry. And I learned a lot of the cornerstone, such as theory, math, and Bible knowledge, and drafting. And I really, yes, I really did fine, and I got a lot of certificates, even from the Jamaica Red Cross Society, because I also did an 8-week course in first year. And I really did well. I even attend a lot of teacher training programs, so I can gather more skill or more education, so I can really help others to advance educationally. So, as I said, when they transfer me, that honestly, I feel disappointed.
You lost all your motivation.
Yes, I feel dejected. You said I did commit an act against wrongful acts, I would really tell you, said yes. But honestly, I didn't did anything. And because of that, I feel dejected.
Well, what about, I mean, it seems like the ministry, this is representing a minority. What is the majority doing? Is that there's no kind of rehabilitation?
No form of rehabilitation going on.
Majority here.
For the majority here, no form is going on.
No education, no skill-based program.
No skill-based program.
Cultural, musical.
No. That's what I really meant. And if we can really get people to really assist us by doing upholstering, welding, electrical engineering, anything like that for me to have a skill. So when you re-enter society, you yourself can even open an industry.
Right.
We don't have that skill.
Right. You don't have, I mean, otherwise you go back out
and do the same thing. It is you have to have a strong will and strong mind. But when you leave here, you don't really go back in the negativity.
Part of it is actually learning a practical skill. Part of it is this, you know, psychological change. That seems what they're really concentrating on, but that's just part of it. You're right. You need a practical skill.
Yeah.
Something to go back and offer.
Exactly. Because July of this year, I went to the JCDC, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, and I entered the speech, the poetry section, and I got a merit certificate in art, and also a silver medal.
Yeah.
Yes.
The poetry.
Yeah. Too much blood around.
You want to do some? With you?
Where, India now?
No, right here, right now.
Because of your memory, you know. Too much blood around. Since the world now listen, them ears must be missing. Blood are running a Sudan. Blood are running a Burundi. Blood are running a Congo. Too much blood around. The people are fun. Them tired of the gun. Some with long gun, some with shotgun. Them look for poor people and them shot them down. Too much blood around. Bloodshed, them kill Fred. Blood siren. Bloodshed. You have to blame someone, somebody, or something. Too much blood around. Bloodshed, blood stain, blood like rain. The people them tired of the pain, them tired of the strain. Too much blood around. Blood are running in Colombia. Blood are running in Jamaica. Blood are running in Jamaica. The people are crying out, help. The people are crying out, help. Them tired of the LLL. Too much blood around. Me no dey to promote or support violence. Me dey highlight and denounce violence. Too much blood around. Move up the blind, see the sun a shine. Blood a run in a Palestine. Look for what, we go check out the time. 10 to 4. Let me beat down the door. When we go anchor to the call, me hear the people in my bar. Too much blood around. Too much blood around. Too much blood around. Too much blood around. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. So,
where do you get that style from? You know, do you?
I mean, creative, you know. I mean, like it, you know.
Certain sub poets that you admire, that you copy, not copy, but
no.
That are influences.
Well, honestly, you know, sometimes I just get an inspiration and we just put pen to paper.
Right. But who do you like? I mean, I've heard.
In the poetry?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, you know. Well, we have some Musa Baruka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Musa Baruka.
You listen to him on the radio.
Yeah, man. Yes.
So a lot of inmates listen to that.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So me engage, as Mr. May engage a lot of cultural programs.
Right.
Because even while I went to the local theater.
There's some kind of dub poetry writing session or school or what is it?
No, I don't went to any, you know, I just developed my own, you know.
But you said you signed up for some kind of program.
Yeah, I'm Mr. May went to the JCDC.
JCDC?
Yeah, you can't enter it every year.
To perform?
Yes, to perform.
Uh-huh.
And that is how I got on the silver and the certificate. Too much blood around.
I heard somebody do something similar, Joe Anthony Lewis.
Yeah man, I call him Tiki Tiki.
Tiki Tiki?
Yeah man, so we call him Anthony Lewis. He was my drummer. So when I won the silver with this low point,
yes.
He was my drummer.
He was drummer. Your drummer, yeah?
Yeah, he was my drummer.
He did a couple for me over there when I was there last, Them Created a Monster.
Yeah man.
And other ones, yeah?
Yeah man.
Oh, yeah.
I did even want him, listen to the voice, the voice of anger. The voice of anger. It's a bit stronger, but I don't rehearse it, I just write it.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I rehearse it, I can get it together.
Yeah,
because even my boss tonight said, unrest, protest, arrest. Them want to put him to the test. Them a mock, them a jail, them a say come test. Them a mock, them a jail, them a say come test. Them a mock, them a jail, them a say come test. Unrest, protest, more arrest. Listen to the voice. Listen to the voice. Listen to the voice. The voice of anger. It gets stronger. Yeah, but I don't really rehearse it, but that is only a part of it still. Yeah.
This is something that would be nice to share, yeah? It'd be nice to perform like they're performing. It'd be nice for you to be able to do that, yeah? What do you think?
Yeah, that is
what
true.
Do you guys think? Is he good?
Yeah, man.
You like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
I'm going to